Good morning. It is Tuesday, June the 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this day with our prayer of consecration. Let's locate ourselves before the Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ. He's ascended at the right hand of God. He's exalted, set apart as Lord in your heart. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, From Domesticated Church to Awakening Movement. See what I just did there? I just changed the title right here in the recording. You know, only listeners get that. Our text is Acts chapter 17, verses 5 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord. But other Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king. One called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. In Thessalonica, we see a classic confrontation between arch enemies. Is it God versus Satan? Jesus versus Caesar? Yes and yes, but this is not exactly the rivalry I'm referencing. Or maybe I should say these reference the rivalry behind the rivalry I reference. I would style the conflict in Thessalonica between the following parties. The domesticated church versus the awakening movement of the gospel. People in the synagogue were waking up to the truth of Jesus. Remember from yesterday, some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women. That's Acts 17:4. Now notice how the Jews in this case attack the awakening by becoming the defenders of Caesar. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus. To be sure, the Jews don't respect Caesar, but they will do whatever it takes to preserve their place in Caesar's empire. The empire can tolerate respectable religion, but it can never accommodate the faith of Jesus. Respectable religion, what I call the domesticated church, knows its place and plays the game. The awakening movement of Jesus is a game changer. This classic confrontation continues to the present day. Domesticated religion abounds, infecting countless local churches with the sleep of a self-satisfied status quo. Meanwhile, the awakening movement of the gospel ever stands at the door and knocks. And when someone named Jason or Lydia ponies up the courage to open the door and welcomes Paul and Silas in, well, better buckle up. Is there a Jason or Lydia in the house? And just so we are all clear, there is another king, one called Jesus, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The prayer. Father, we are tired of domesticated church. We're tired of going through the motions of church. We're tired of the church that exists for its members. We're tired of the church that manages the status quo. We want an awakened and awakening church. We feel stuck in the ruts of yesterday or last year or last century. We don't want change for change's sake, but change for Jesus' sake. In fact, we just want Jesus. He is the change. Holy Spirit, would you start with me? Change me until I am your change agent. In fact, that's the only way it will happen. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. How have you observed this classic confrontation between the domesticated church and the awakening movement of the gospel of Jesus? For our hymn today, we're going to sing, "Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated." That's number 586 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise. 586. Take my life and let it be consecrated. It's a short hymn. We'll sing all four verses. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my God, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee. Amen. That's a good one, isn't it? Take my life and let it be consecrated. That's the word, isn't it? That's what we start off with every single day. Consecration. That's our baptism, but that baptism, we got to keep renewing it. We got to keep waking up into it. When we say, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead," we are, in fact, almost invoking our baptism, because in baptism we are buried with Christ and raised from the dead with him. That's almost like a cue card that says, activate your baptism again today, because it's today again. And that's consecration. That's just rehearsing what we have done, what God has done in baptism, and how we respond. I belong to you, Jesus. I'm no longer my own. You bought me. You own me. I'm yours. You know, here's my heart, here's my mind, here are my eyes, here's my body. And in fact, because I belong to you, I belong to the others who belong to you, so we belong to you. Consecration, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Of course, we said last week, I'm losing track of what I say when and where, but that's the great commission. Then there's the great commandment. Love, 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 love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor, love yourself, and love your neighbor as yourself. And in fact, your love of neighbor will never exceed your love of self. Isn't that interesting? We treat other people how we treat ourselves. People who treat you with anger, well, they're just angry at themselves. They're carrying anger. So we got to do the work of transformation. And again, that's the Spirit's work. Our work is to participate. That's why we pray that prayer of transformation. I receive your righteousness. I release my sinfulness. It's the work of displacement. It's not clean yourself up and the Lord will then fill you up. No, it's open yourself up to receive all of who he is and then release all that is broken. Let it go. Release it. That's the work, the movement of transformation. Be transformed, it says, by the renewing of your mind. It's not passivity, it's receptivity. And then, of course, you know, that goes to demonstration. Demonstration, of course, is the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty the oppressed, to announce the jubilee of God. I hope you take these words like this. That's Isaiah 61. We see it picked up by Jesus in Luke 4. And if Jesus picks it up, that means we picked it up. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, on me, on you. We got to get these words into our active working memory. We got to rememberize them. I'm going to work this into a prayer of demonstration. I'm going to figure out how to get that worked into our into our days. All this before we head out on the field, right? This is just like our pregame warm-up. Consecration, transformation, demonstration. That's the whole thing. That's the Christian life. That's the way of the cross. That's the power of the gospel. That's the awakening movement of the kingdom of God. It's not complicated. It's challenging. But really, it all belongs to Jesus. The kingdom is his. The ministry is his. The mission is his. We are his. We just got to get ourselves in alignment with him and let him have us, and then let him make us his gift to the world, starting right here at home, right? Starting right here at home. Well, it's Tuesday, gang, and I hope that might mean some tacos for some of us today. It's Taco Tuesday. We're into the first week of June, and I hope you're enjoying your journal, your wake-up call journal with Acts. I'm sure we have some copies still left if you want to grab one. But take time and, you know, write down what the Lord is saying to you, what you're sensing and seeing. Make a note of it. Log it in. I keep going back and rereading what the Lord has said to me. And this past season and then sometimes in the season before. I want to stay, you know, on the path. Let's call it a morning. I got to get to the field. I know you do too. We got lots going on this week. I'll see you out there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.